From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Noah Adams. The general in charge of U.S. forces fighting the war in Afghanistan made a rare public appearance today. Four-star Army General Tommy Franks briefed reporters at the Pentagon for the first time and said he is satisfied with the progress that's been made so far. He offered few new details about damage done to the Taliban or to the Al-Qaeda terrorist network. His appearance comes amid criticism that the war plan has not been aggressive enough and that Franks himself may not be up to the job. NPR's David Malpas has a report.
A month into the war, probably few Americans recognize the face or name of Tommy Franks. Media shy throughout his long Army career, the general has not changed his ways since assuming command of the war in Afghanistan. His accessibility and personality stand in sharp contrast to past top commanders, such as the media-savvy general in charge of the Persian Gulf War, Norman Schwarzkopf. Right off the bat today, reporters honed in on the differences as they repeated complaints of critics that the U.S. war plan is too timid, along with its chief overseer. General Franks, with the help of Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld, took the ribbing with a smile.
I suppose I'd begin by acknowledging that Tommy Franks is no Norman Schwarzkopf.
Nor vice versa.
Nor vice versa.
Secretary Rumsfeld said General Franks has his full trust and support. The general refuted those who say the war is being fought with half measures. Such complaints, he said, are coming from people who mistakenly believe victory could be achieved in a couple of weeks. He indicated that the tempo of the war has to take into account the politics of the region, or the relations between states, as Franks diplomatically phrased it. The general made no concessions on the overall war strategy.
The campaign plan, which we have initiated, I won't say executed, is precisely the plan that we intended to begin to initiate, and as I said, I'm well satisfied with.
General Frank said the U.S. will do whatever it takes for as long as it takes to achieve its objectives. Among the options still on the table, he said, is introduction of much larger numbers of U.S. ground forces. There are reports today that the U.S. is sending a fourth aircraft carrier to the region, but Franks would not confirm that. Also, some Pentagon officials say the Northern Alliance opposition group is moving closer to the strategically situated city of Mazar-e Sharif. Capture of the airfield there could become an important air bridge for the U.S. to get weapons and humanitarian supplies inside Afghanistan. Again, though, General Franks declined to make too much of the latest developments.
It's a bit early for us to characterize this as the success that will enable our establishment of the land bridge. So I'm not prepared to do that right now. But yes, there is a big fight that's going on in the vicinity of Mazar-e Sharif.
Yeah.
U.S. warplanes are continuing heavy strikes in support of the Northern Alliance in the northern part of the country, as well as bombing other parts of Afghanistan. Some reports from the region suggest that the bombing, far from breaking the morale of the Taliban, has only increased their determination and their support from the people. Defense Secretary Rumsfeld today dismissed that claim as a half-truth at best.
There have also been reports, not surprisingly, that support for the Taliban has been diminishing because of the bombing. And it seems to me that it's very difficult for you or me or even General Franks to go down and do a Gallup poll and try to net out the answer as to whether the flow is greater this way or that way. And I am not inclined to chase that rabbit.
When General Tommy Franks was asked to what degree the Taliban's army is hurting from all the bombing, he said they have fewer soldiers today than they did at the start of the war. And he said their communications have been torn asunder, but offered no more details. David Malpas, NPR News, Washington.